There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
But in the meantime, we do have someone non-Star Wars related. Neha Punia joins us from New Delhi with some news. Neha, good to talk to you.
Hi, Natalie and Tim. How are you guys doing?
We're great, thank you. Neha, if I can start by asking you about a new story that's obviously gained international headlines. Police in Bangladesh have been grilling the relatives of the suspects of the New York terror attack. Obviously a big story there as well.
Absolutely. And right off the bat, as soon as the terror attack was reported in New York, you have the Bangladesh government very vociferously condemning the terror attack. It issued a strong statement to say that it doesn't matter which country a terrorist belongs to, he must be brought to justice. And in line with that statement, they've begun the probe from their end into the antecedents of this alleged suspect. The police have detained his wife. They've questioned him for several hours. His father-in-law and various other relatives, 12 in all, were grilled as well. And the police are now trying to identify what was he doing in Bangladesh before he went to the U.S. about 7 years ago. And they're trying to retrace his steps with the use of his relatives. So the police are saying that the probe into his family connections will continue. And as far as the suspect is concerned, he was incidentally in Bangladesh just a few months ago. He was in Dhaka in September. He had just reached the country to visit his wife, and he returned to the U.S. only on the 22nd of October. So Bangladesh trying to understand whether or not he was involved with any kind of local outfit before he had headed back to New York. And remember, Bangladesh has been also dealing with its own array of terror attacks. You have the one in Dhaka in 2016. You've had all those attacks on bloggers as well as LGBTI activists. So the country taking this probe very, very seriously.
Neha, let's move away from Bangladesh to Nepal. First election in over two decades and a new elected government in place.
Absolutely. As far as Nepal is concerned, they voted in favor of a stable government. They voted for democracy, which really captures a decade-long transition from a monarchy to democracy. And it's moving forward clearly from a civil war in which more than 17,000 people had died. The elections have ended, and it looks like former Nepali Prime Minister KP Oli is going to be back in the seat of power. He's won his seat in parliament, and he's going to be forming a coalition government, from the looks of it, between the Communist Party and the Maoist allies are going to help him reach that number that he needs. And as far as KP Oli is concerned, he's vowed to form a stable government, one that lasts its full five-year term, something that no prime minister has ever achieved in Nepal since parliamentary democracy was established in 1990. So a lot at stake for the country there, as well as the government, because remember, the 2015 earthquake is not too old, and since then the country has really grappled with slow growth, with corruption, and reconstruction has also been very, very slow and poor, and investors have stopped putting money in the country. So that's really the big challenge ahead for the new government.
And elsewhere, Sri Lanka's government is in debt and has decided to hand over a key port to China in order to pay back some of its loans. So quite a sad move there.
Absolutely. And this is something that most neighbors of Sri Lanka were worried about. And now the government has officially handed over the southern port of Hambantota to China. And this is on a 99-year lease. And most critics in the country have denounced this. They're saying that the government is trying to overcome debt by selling the country's sovereignty. And this port was built about 7 years ago for about $1.3 billion. And the debt came in from Chinese state-controlled entities. And now, since the government is finding it difficult to repay its loan, it's decided to sell an 80% stake in this port to the state-controlled China Merchants Port Holdings. But this, like I said, has sparked protests in the country. And as far as the government is concerned, it's saying that this will only bring in more tourism and more prosperity to Sri Lanka. But critics are not buying that, because remember, China is currently on the mission to complete its One Belt, One Road initiative, which will link it to more than 60 countries. And it looks like this support is going to be crucial to that plan.
Final story, Neha. We've talked about this at some length. It is an international talking point. It's back to India. Maradona, Diego Maradona, a legend in football, a new sculpture. People believe it's a likeness. I'm not really sure that it is a likeness, but it's certainly attracting some attention.
Absolutely. I mean, if you log on to Twitter in India today, you will just see a whole bunch of online ridicule, because this is supposed to be a 12-foot high statue of the soccer legend. And when it was unveiled by Maradona himself, Twitter, let me just put it lightly, went crazy, because a lot of people saying it looked nothing like him. It was supposed to feature a 25-year-old Maradona holding the World Cup trophy he won for his country in 1986. But if you take one look at the picture of the statue, it looks nothing like him. In fact, one apt tweet that's now gone viral is by someone who said it reminds him of his grandmother. So certainly something that is earning a lot of flack. And as far as Diego Maradona is concerned, he has a huge fan base here in India, especially in the city of Kolkata. And when he unveiled the statue, he said, simply, I'm happy to be back here again. And he put the entire controversy to rest, saying, I think my statue is okay.
Kolkata, of course, is kind of the footballing capital of India, I suppose, isn't it? It's reasonable to say. It's a real shame. Neha Punia, based in New Delhi, really good to talk to you. Appreciate you coming on.
Thank you so much, guys.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.